Welcome to the Power Hour, everybody. My name is Charlie Robinson. I will be your guest host for the next 2 hours here on the show. How's everybody doing? Thank you so much for having me. I've been a guest on the show a couple of times with Daniel. Daniel has been a guest on my show, Macroaggressions, and it is my great pleasure to be your fill-in host for the next 2 hours in the lovely United States of America. Are they the United States of America? Doesn't really feel like it to me. Feels like we're getting more and more detached from everybody. It feels like, well, maybe this country needs a divorce. Well, over the last year at least, especially since COVID kicked in, what has become abundantly clear to anybody that's paying attention is that we are not together, unified as one nation. I don't expect it. I don't think that's realistic, and I'm okay with that to a certain extent. But what we have seen with the handling of the virus situation and the disjointed response to it, it's been quite alarming. It's created something called governor shopping. Are you familiar with that? I never thought I would use that term. I don't typically shop for politicians. I mean, I'm not big pharma after all. But the idea that living in your state has become maybe untenable, and you think, well, what else is out there? Is this insanity that I'm seeing outside of my window happening everywhere else? The answer is, unfortunately, no. It's very different where you go. I've never experienced anything quite like this, but you know, we have to open our eyes and take a look and see what's out there. We have differences, not just in geography, of course, but differences in philosophies even. It's been an interesting ride for anyone that's been, you know, wrapped up in, and I'm not, to be full disclosure, I'm not on the red team or the blue team. So as I criticize one or the other or both, please understand, I'm sitting in the bleachers throwing rocks at both sides of these governmental operations. I'm no fan of either of them. But if I get objective, as I try to be, and I just look at what is happening out there, boy, the blue states are not run very well. I know this is not going to be classified as breaking news. But if you live in California, New York, New Jersey, or Illinois, there's a fairly good chance that your internet search history involves looking up U-Haul trailers and possibly looking for real estate agents. It's just a fact. I take no pleasure in that. I'm a Californian. I grew up in California, lived there for 35 years. It is my home. I don't live there any longer, but I still have a deep attachment to it. And what's happened over the last, well, let's say 5 years, but more specifically over the last 18 months, it's been a damn shame. You know, it has been, it's been awful to watch, but there is one common denominator here, and it happens to be the Democratic governors. And I'll take my shots at the Republican governors too. Give me time, please. But let's prioritize the insanity here, right? It's starting in the blue states, not in, and specifically in the big cities. You've got Gavin Newsom in California, who is involved in a recall. If this isn't an indicator that we're living in some form of a cartoon, he may be supplanted by Caitlyn Jenner, otherwise known as Bruce Jenner. And that reminds me of a meme that I've seen that I think maybe a lot of people have seen as well. It's a picture of Howard Cosell, and it's like in the late '70s, maybe early '80s or so. He's in a broadcast booth. He's got the ABC jacket on, and he's got Bruce Jenner to his right. He's got OJ Simpson to his left, and they're doing commentary at probably the Olympics or something. And the line underneath it says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen the future, and you are not going to believe it." Could you imagine Gavin Newsom, who by all indications is the inspiration for the film American Psycho? I mean, I'm almost positive of that. That Gavin Newsom could face a recall election and get bumped off by the artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
Woo!
Oh, man. It's time to pack up your bags, you know? And what's crazy about it is that Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, is probably going to do a better job. I mean, anybody would do a better job than Gavin Newsom, right? But it's not limited to California, of course. You just go up the coast and find Kate Brown in Oregon, or Ted Wheeler in Portland, for that matter. Ted Wheeler standing in front of a riot last year, like Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun, where the building is exploding behind him and he's going, "Nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here." That's Ted Wheeler. As his building is being looted, the building that he lives in is being looted, he's standing in front of a camera going, "I don't know what you guys are talking about." You see, we have eyeballs. I think that maybe the politicians or their co-conspirators in the mainstream media, maybe they don't realize this, but we actually have eyes and we can see what's happening. And when the guys come out and say, you know, or like the recently the mayor of Minneapolis comes out and does an interview. He's on the street and he's getting, you know, the reporter is asking him, you know, what about the riots going on, you know, here? We've had even more protesting happening just recently. And he's saying, there's no riots. There's nothing going on. And while he is giving this interview, he is literally wearing a military helmet. Because that's normal when there's not riots happening, right? Further up the coast in Washington, Jay Inslee, same thing. He is, and his co-conspirator, Jenny Durkin, the Seattle mayor, pretending that Chaz/Chop is a completely normal thing to happen in the middle of downtown Seattle. Oh yeah, this is fine. Well, they're growing an herb garden on, what can best be described as used pizza boxes and potting soil. That's going to work well. And yet when we point this out, this obvious insanity, what do we get for it? We get marginalized. We get called conspiracy theorists for pointing out that the remake of Mad Max that's happening in downtown Seattle is maybe something that the police might want to look into. No, we can't do that. No. Everything is fine. You're imagining this. Please go back to sleep. We'll tell you when you can. Please social distance while these lunatics behind me light the city on fire. And this is all supposed to be normal. J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, whose family, you know, they're all billionaires. They own the Hyatt Hotel chain. They're the largest they're the largest financial backers of the transgender movement, which is, you know, neither here nor there. It's just kind of a fact. Locking down Chicago, locking down Illinois. Mayor Lori Lightfoot coming out on camera saying we need to pledge our allegiance to the New World Order. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get the memo that we were all supposed to pledge allegiance to the New World Order. Exactly. What are you talking about? Go back to sleep, everybody. There's nothing to see here. Just indiscriminate murders happening every weekend in Chicago. But tell me how the problem is a lack of diversity. You know, it's not just the geography that separates us. And it's not just, you know, the way that that these governors have behaved, which has been reprehensible. Obviously, we could talk about what Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio have done to New York, which is basically take it from what it had become over the years after getting, you know, the cleaning out of the sketchy areas, closing Peep Land and all those places, right? And turning Times Square into like a new version of Disneyland. Well, that's all gone. I mean, good luck, New York City. It's amazing what you can do with just, governors and mayors being given unlimited power. And it always seems to happen that way, right? You have an emergency, and then what comes from that emergency is the government saying, well, listen, we're in an emergency right now. So what we need are some temporary, unusual powers to enact legislation that we would normally not do, but because we're in an emergency, we're going to need these emergency powers. And when you grant the government special powers during an emergency, they will then create emergencies to justify the use of these special powers. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked. This is not a very difficult play to understand. And when these emergencies inevitably come, you're sort of left at the mercy of whoever your governor is, to interpret these new policies and manage them in a reasonable and respectable way. Now, the Democrats clearly got a memo that said, lock everything down, go over the top, take a vacation from reality for a year or so, and become authoritarians. The Republican governors seem to handle this a little bit differently, and I give them credit. I'm not normally in the position of giving credit to governors, but I will hand out a special notice to Ron DeSantis, who, frankly, I'm not a huge fan of some of his other policies. But like I said, credit where credit is due. He did what he could do to keep his state open, to reopen what was closed as quickly as possible, to get away from the mask mandates as quickly as possible, citing that there is no real science behind this. Even the CDC says 1.32% of improvement with the masks. Okay. That's their numbers, which I don't ever believe anyway. But credit to Ron DeSantis for doing that. And if the rumors are to be believed, apparently when Joe Biden threatened to lock down Florida from external travel, Ron DeSantis told him to go someplace that maybe wasn't the nicest place to tell him to go. So, hey, good on you, right? But what about Greg Abbott in Texas? Again, no real fan of these people. You don't rise to positions of high power inside the government without being controlled or controllable. So I'm not deluding myself into thinking that these are actually great guys that are doing all great things. But again, he stepped up, he opened up, and he stood firm with that. And what did we see? Well, we saw 40,000 people at a Texas Rangers game on opening day, and it was beautiful. Beautiful to see people enjoying baseball live. But that's Neanderthal thinking, remember? That's what Joe Biden said. Dangerous. Dangerous to go against Joe Biden. We're going to have to send all the refrigerated trucks down to Texas to handle all the dead people. Just wait till all the dead. We start stacking bodies on the side. It didn't happen. Numbers didn't go up. They went down. Guess what? Maybe these guys know something that we don't know. Maybe they know it's a gigantic fraud that the numbers are manipulated. Maybe. They certainly didn't cower. Maybe for a little bit. But the second they felt an opportunity to stand up, they did. Like Kristi Noem in South Dakota. Same with her. She didn't shut things down. She didn't put the mask mandate in. She increased her advertising budget to get people to come to and move to South Dakota. She took advantage of this opportunity. This is what I'm talking about when I say governor shopping. I bought a lot of things in my life. Never bought a governor. I leave that up to the big banks. But it's not just the policies having to do with COVID that set these states apart. It's some of the policies that they have with social issues. Same-sex marriage, not allowed in certain states. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Missouri, Kentucky, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, Michigan, and Ohio. Same-sex marriages, not allowed. If that is your thing, if that's your hot button issue, perhaps you scout out a state that is more friendly to the things that you are interested in. Maybe it's open carry. You know, open carry of firearms is prohibited in Idaho, New Mexico, Arkansas, Delaware, and Rhode Island. But if that's your thing, and you know that's your hot button issue, well, you open up that map and you take a look at which states resonate with you and you feel like are a good fit for you, and maybe you relocate. Maybe you can't relocate, okay? I understand that. A lot of people aren't going anywhere. Kids are in school, I got my job, can't leave this. But for those that have had their worlds turned upside down in the last year and a half and don't have roots necessarily where they are, it's time to look around. Not all states are created equally. We've got civil asset forfeiture varies from state to state. It's usually not a big topic for many people unless you've been pulled over on your way to go buy a used car and you've got $8,000 in cash in your pocket and the police want to know where you got that money and they take it from you, citing that you might be a drug dealer, which happens all the time. They've collected over $6 billion just in 2019 from civil asset forfeiture. Maybe that's your hot button. You know, Oklahoma requires women to receive counseling and wait 24 hours before getting an abortion. There's a lot of people that is their number one issue. So what are we going to do? Are we going to vote in the ballot, you know, take our voting ballots and make our votes there? Are we going to vote with our dollars? Are we going to vote with where we live? It's okay to do that. You might have been born in a state and grown up there because your family lives there and that's where you've always been. Nobody's saying you can't leave. Nobody's saying you can't relocate. But there is one criteria though. When you relocate, you have to do something. This is extremely important. And let's use the example of Californians leaving to go to Texas, since Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and Tim Dillon and all of these guys have brought this to the forefront. If you leave a state because you don't approve of the way that state is being run by their politicians, it is your duty and obligation to not drag that philosophy with you to the new state that you go to. You have to leave it. If you're leaving California because you're tired of what California has become and you go to Texas because you like Texas, then you need to vote like Texas. I'm not saying or don't vote at all, you know, whatever your choice is. But if you try to bring what used to be California with you to Texas, it's not going to work. It's like an infection that you take with you that will spread. But it's certainly all right. It's all right to get up and look around. Maybe, you know, maybe you've had it with the woke agenda running your city. Maybe it used to be a great place to live. I lived in Southern California for a long, long time. It's unrecognizable now. You drive down the street, you see homeless people everywhere. I'm not trying to pile on the homeless people. They're homeless for a reason. They are having a rough time right now, but their population is exploding. So what are we going to do, right? Where are we going? It's an interesting time to be thinking about these things. There's so much happening. And yet, you know, after you've been forced into your home for months on end to, you know, battle an invisible enemy, for a lot of people, it gave them time to think. Gave them time to look around their house and say, I definitely want to remodel this place. Or maybe I need a bigger place. Certainly need a home office. We've paused for the first time in our, maybe our whole lives in 2020. And when we did that, it gave us the opportunity to look around and analyze our current situation and see if it works for us. A lot of people are being given the opportunity to work remotely for the first time ever. Well, that opens you up to a lot of possibilities. Where are you going to go? Are you going to stay in the United States? Hey, maybe you leave. There's some countries that are offering interesting residency programs and 6-month programs, full year programs for people that want to go to their countries and work remotely. Hey, put it on your list. It's something to consider. But there, one thing is undeniable. Regardless of where you're living, the United States of America, boy, seems like a concept that is lost. I feel like we have slipped into the divided states of America. And you know what? I'm not entirely sure that that's the worst thing that could happen to us. Talk about the Great Idaho Project. Have you seen that? I'm talking about incorporating parts of Oregon and Washington and I think a little bit of Northern California. Wow. Hey, people have had a lot of time to think about this. You know, what are we doing? Is this sustainable? Can we constantly, can we change policies? It's something for us to think about, everybody. My name's Charlie Robinson. I'm your guest host for the next hour and a half. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Charlie Robinson. I'm filling in for Daniel today. Thank you all for listening to the program. If you're interested in my work, you can find me at theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. That's my website, and I am the host of the Macro Aggressions podcast, which can be found wherever podcasts are served, and also in video format on David Icke's video platform Iconic, on Rockfin, on Odyssey, and also on YouTube. Well, I'm on YouTube for as long as they allow me to be on YouTube. Everybody, head on over to thepowermall.com. Take a check of what they've got for sale there. There's a lot of things in this world that are out of our control, but taking control of your health is something that is within your power. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate on this. Jump right in. Go over to thepowermall.com. Take a look. See if they have something that works for you. Well, you know, If you're like me, if there's one thing that really bothers you, it's the lying. It's the lying from your politicians. It's the lying from your mainstream media. It's the lying from institutions and organizations that are supposed to be there to take care of you, to have your best interest at heart. It just never seems to happen that way, though. I did an episode a couple of weeks ago called Gaslight Nation on my show, and the term gaslighting is it's fairly common these days. Really what it means is it's when you're being lied to straight to your face by the authorities, and they pretend that that everything that they're saying is on the up and up and truthful, and if you question it, they turn it around on you and try to make you sound crazy or feel crazy for this. That's a tactic that's just not going to work for a lot of us. We know what we know. We see these things. We're not blind. We have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Now, if you're listening to this show, you get it. You probably have gotten it for a long time. And what's interesting is when you do understand this and when you do see the lies and you recognize the tactics that they use, it's all very clear. You see it right in front of your face. You know those paintings that are like a bunch of dots and you have to kind of squint your eyes and stand on one foot and tilt your head and then you go, oh, a zebra. I see it. I can totally see it. That's what we are. We can always see the zebra, right? We can see it every single time. And yet there'll be people standing next to us that'll look at that painting and never see it. And we want to shake them. And we want to say, no, do it this way. Squint. Turn your head. You know, this is how you do it. And they just don't get it. So what do we do? How do we prioritize our time and energy? Are we going to try to wake everybody up? Or are we going to focus on those that are a little groggy and in the process of waking up? I'll have the debate. I'll break it down. The big pharma role and the whole COVID, I'll give you as much time as you need if you're interested. But if you just want to fight me, and you just wanted to say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist or you're anti-science. Well, I think I might need to prioritize my time a little better and not waste it trying to argue with people, but instead focus on those that are slowly starting to figure this out. Maybe we can speed up their evolution. Maybe we can move things along at a greater rate. But in Gaslight Nation, you can't count on your politicians to help you out. And you certainly cannot count on the mainstream media. They're co-conspirators. They're involved in this whole thing. You know, and a blending of politicians and media is what really gets me going. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a couple of weeks ago when discussing the border crisis, which by all accounts, we've got a border and there's a crisis there. You could spin it however you want, but there's something going on there. You know what she said? And this is so insulting, but that never stops her. She said that if you refer to that as a surge, that is a term of white supremacy. I remember going to all those surge rallies where everyone had the hoods on. Oh, and we were burning crosses. You remember those? Oh, wait. Surge is now white supremacy? Maybe she's talking about Surge from Beverly Hills Cop with the Lyman twist. No? No, 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 no. What she's doing is she's gaslighting you. She's lying to you. Like they all do. She wants you to believe that if you refer to this migrant crisis as a surge of people coming across the border, which it clearly is, that is now white supremacy. Therefore, you won't use that term because what's the worst thing a white person can be accused of is, well, white supremacy, right? It's a tactic. It's a crappy one too. And it's very transparent. But that's what we have when you have politicians using their media platforms to try and silence, silence discussion or guide it in a way that takes it off of, takes it where they want it to go. You know, they want to control the narrative on this. Well, we just want to allow them to, you know, in the media, you know, that Malcolm X had a great line, and I'll probably butcher it a little bit, but he said, you know, the media is the most powerful institution around. They have the ability to make the guilty look innocent and the innocent look guilty. But I do have good news from the mainstream media. It's rare, but I have one piece of really fantastic news from them. I almost can't believe it. But this came from Fox News. They were comparing the rates of infection for the flu, the common flu, not COVID, but the common flu. And what they were doing is they were measuring flu season of, you know, the winter parts of 2019 going into 2020. That was one season. And they were comparing it to the most recent flu season, which was the end of 2020 to 2021. And you aren't going to believe what they found. Remarkable. In the earlier flu season, 2019 to 2020, there were 38 million cases of the flu. That's a lot. That's like a little more than 10% of the population got the flu, right? 38 million. But do you know what happened? This is absolutely remarkable. In the following flu season of 2020 to 2021, the flu vanished. You know how many cases there were? Not 38 million like the year before. 1,822. I'm being serious. They reported this with a straight face. Flu's gone, everybody. We beat it. We beat the flu. You, take your spouse out to dinner tonight and celebrate if you can get into a restaurant, because we beat the flu. How did we beat it? Well, those parked in front of their television set will tell you, well, we beat the flu because we all wore masks and we social distanced. And that's how we beat the flu, which is an interesting theory. But then how come we didn't beat COVID? I mean, if we're using that logic, surely COVID, which is a coronavirus, a flu virus, would have disappeared as well, right? Or what do you think is more logical? Maybe that they're reclassifying the flu. What do you think? Because I just don't understand how you could knock it down from 38 million cases down to 1,822. Because if we could have done that, why didn't we do that in 2013? Because they're lying to you and me about all of this stuff. The flu didn't disappear. It got reclassified. The CDC even admitted it. They said they created a new category that was COVID, influenza, and pneumonia. They lumped everything in. But the flu went away. It just put on a different colored jersey. That's all. It didn't really go anywhere. It just switched teams. But if you ask the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, she cried on television. Cried, I tell you, and urged Americans to stop living normally because of, quote, impending doom. She said, our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus. She said that. She didn't get drunk at a bar and whisper that to her friend. She said it in front of a camera on national TV. She said, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. The head of the CDC, has her YouTube account been suspended and thrown off? Have she been deplatformed from Facebook or Twitter? Like some of us have been for, quote, medical disinformation? Or are we just going to let this slide? Vaccinated people do not carry the virus is a lie. Told to you by a person that doesn't have a problem lying to you. And the theatrics that went along with it, oh my, spare me. But it's really about health. And you know this because Krispy Kreme donuts is involved, right? They give you a donut every day for the rest of the year because, you know, health. Sam Adams will give you a beer. You want to go, hey, if you want to take the experimental vaccine, they'll let you do a couple laps at Talladega. Now, can you just see them sitting in their evil villain bat cave somewhere coming up with these ideas? What do the people like? Oh, I know that they like donuts and beer. Oh, very good. Yes, I watch The Simpsons too. So let's do free donuts. Let's do free beer. Well, what else do they like? Well, maybe we can let them sit in a special section at Yankee Stadium. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's do that. But that's only going to work in the Northeast. What about the folks in the South? What do they like? I hear they like NASCAR. Oh, great idea. Let's do something where, I don't know, we give them the opportunity to drive a couple laps at Talladega. Great. Put it on the list. LA Times ran an article with the headline, feeling unsettled, anxious. Maybe you have COVID-19 vaccine envy. Nope. I don't have that. I'm almost positive I don't have that. Do you feel like you're living in an insane asylum? Because I certainly do. I know I'm not alone. I feel like I woke up one day inside of some sort of augmented reality that kind of looks like what I remember society looking like, but the edges are kind of blurry. You've got the lady, I don't know if you saw this video. It was from maybe 2 months ago. It was in New York City. Andrew Cuomo was doing whatever Andrew Cuomo does, right, in front of a press conference, embarrassing himself, making ridiculous claims and things like that. But he had a lady that was in front of at the podium talking. African-American lady. She had short hair, but it was kind of dyed blonde. And this lady, it was unhinged, fully and totally. And she was going on and on about, she said, I don't care what's in the vaccine. I don't want to know what's in the vaccine. I don't need to know what's in the vaccine. Just put it in my arm. And she was doing this whole thing. And everyone behind her were clapping like trained seals. And I was like, am I in a parallel universe? What is happening here? You don't care what's in the vaccine? We can debate the vaccine. And we won't do it on this show. Okay. There are topics surrounding that are worthy of debate 100%. And you can be pro or you can be anti or whatever. But when somebody tells you with a straight face that they don't care what's in it, they don't need to know what's in it, you don't need to know what's in it, just take it. Well, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. And I think a lot of people watching that did too. Now, there will be some people that will just go along to get along and do whatever their television or their politicians tell them to do. This audience will not. This audience knows better than to do that. I mean, we see this. We see what's happening here. When you're prevented from having the discussion, when they actively try to convince you that the science is totally settled, meaning we don't have to talk about it anymore, that is the time when you know that the science is not settled. That's when you know that there needs to be a discussion. When they're telling you there can't be one and there shouldn't be one and you don't need one, then that's when you need one. Because it doesn't end. It will never end with what they're rolling out right now. These sort of arbitrary and insane laws. There is no detail that is so insignificant that they won't still try to control it. What am I talking about? As an example, in California, this is, I can't even believe the words are going to come out of my mouth. In California, they banned screaming on roller coasters. You can't do it. You're not allowed to scream. You're not allowed to scream on a roller coaster. Why? Well, science, of course. Duh. I mean, everybody knows you can't scream on a roller coaster because COVID loves roller coasters. Everybody knows that. They love them. COVID can't get enough of roller coasters. And if you are on one and you're screaming and your mouth is open, you will inevitably swallow some COVID. And you're most definitely going to die, probably by the time you get to the Matterhorn. The CDC changed the guidelines on social distancing from 6 feet to 3 feet. You know, because science, right? Did the virus magically get 50% weaker over time? No. We just decided we would switch it up from 6 feet to 3 feet. But remember, it's 6 feet. It always had to be 6 feet. We're going to make sure that you stay away from the person next to you 6 feet as we walk you down the jetway and board you onto an airplane where you are going to sit 4 inches from the person on your right and the person on your left, and maybe a foot and a half from the person in front of you and behind you. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's all nonsense. And if we have the audacity to call it what it is, oh, well, here comes the anti-science designation, right? You can almost feel it. You'll be run out of polite society. Hell, you'll be dragged off the airplane and thrown in jail and banned from flying on that airplane forever. They will treat you like a domestic terrorist for not having your mask properly secured around your three-year-old's face, because everybody knows three-year-olds love to wear masks and they sit perfectly still on airplanes for hours at a time. So what are we doing? You know, speaking of airports, I think it's time to recognize this statistic. This will blow your mind, the audacity. But if you've noticed, if you've ever been in an airport, well, at least in the last couple of years or so, the televisions that are above that where you're sitting to wait to board your flight, they're always on CNN. Not in every single airport, but a majority of the airports, they're on CNN. Do you know why that is? I'll give you one little hint. It's not because they want you to be extremely well-informed. I assure you of that. It's not that. The reason why the televisions in the airport are on CNN is because CNN pays them. Well, at least they did. This little extravaganza that CNN has put together was done because their ratings are so low, because they've been busted lying to people for so long that nobody watches their shows, that they have to pay airports. In some cases, the Miami International Airport was paid $175,000 a year to run CNN. Hey, that's free money. I'll take it, right? If you're the airport, you're going to pay me 15 grand a month to play this garbage? Fine, whatever. I got to put something on. I was going to put the Weather Channel on. Might as well put CNN on. Nobody's paying attention anyway. But you know what CNN does? Because they're just duplicitous and horrible. They count every person that goes through that terminal as a viewer. Do you know why they do that? Because they don't have any viewers and they need them. But I am pleased to report that that program has now officially ended, because even CNN realized that it wasn't working. It wasn't helping their ratings. It wasn't doing what they wanted it to do. It was just a bunch of people that weren't traveling anymore and weren't in the airport with their heads down in their cell phones or their iPads doing anything other than watching CNN. You know why? Because we don't appreciate the gaslighting. We don't appreciate the fact that they lie to our faces and with seemingly no repercussions, and that is, of course, because they have no respect for us. They run, you know, Biden administration, CNN will cover that all day long as he's falling down the stairs, but it's not falling down the stairs. No, the media fact checker said he didn't fall down the stairs. Remember that? Remember when he like slipped and fell three times on the stairs? He didn't. You didn't see that. You're wrong for saying that he fell down the stairs. They fact checked it. The media said didn't happen. It didn't happen. He adjusted his hand position as he was going up the stairs. This is what they want us to believe. And they do this because they simply don't respect us. So this is a two-way street. What are we going to do? We're going to give them our attention. There's only so much of it that we have. Or are we going to remove that? Find something else. Find another place to get your information from. I know I'm done. I'm done with the mainstream media. I think a lot of you are too. You watch the way they manipulated the numbers last summer and said, well, anybody that died within 30 days of a positive COVID test died from COVID, even if they got hit by a cement truck while riding their motorcycle. Well, COVID. But somebody takes the vaccine, walks out to the parking lot, falls over dead. They can't wait to come up with new ideas. Well, maybe got struck by lightning. I don't know. What about the vaccine? No. Can't be that. It's not that. Not allowed to talk about that. Maybe he just up and had a heart attack as he walked. I mean, really? We're on to you. We're on to you in the mainstream media. We know what you're doing. We see you. We recognize this. And we're not falling for this anymore. Your ratings reflect it. Why do you think the alternative media is doing so well? Why are we getting, why do they feel the need to suppress us? Because we're winning. We are winning. Nobody's allowed to die from the vaccine. You're only allowed to die from COVID. That's science, right? Trust the science. Science is settled. I know that because Anderson Cooper told me so. And Rachel Maddow told me so too. Hang in there, everybody. We're going to be back for the second hour. Don't go anywhere.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.